Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I hope you're all hearing me pretty well. One of our guests already can't hear me too well, so we're going to forge on through. Tonight we have a special guest. We have the medium psychic, Allie Cheslick, and Nicole is with us. I'm Gwen Berry. This is The Consciousness Shift, and we're going to play a little ditty to get you into the mood. It's one of, this sort of Joni's, Nick. I really like it. Let's listen to What a Little Moonlight Can Do.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Ooh, ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. Your time, just when I utter the word, I love you. What a little moonlight can do. Wait a while till a little moonbeam comes peeping through. You get more, you can't resist him, and all you say when you have kissed him is ooh. What a little moonlight can do.
Don't you just love it?
Yeah.
And so it's stuff like that just lifts you up, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Did I lose all my ladies here?
I'm snapping and grooving.
Okay. Allie, you with us still, hon?
Oh, yeah. I was snapping and grooving, too. I am the consummate music lover, so
I used to sing
and entertain in gay nightclubs when I was younger, so I love my music.
Okay, well, that tune should just roll right out in front of you then.
I love jazz, I love Ella Fitzgerald, I love, oh my God, Shirley Bassey, I love Lionel Hampton.
Oh, yeah. I actually went about a month and a half ago to see a couple of old timers and new folks that have been trained by the old Count Basie's band.
Count Basie, yeah.
Yeah.
I love all that music.
Yeah, he used to come around and play at the colleges, and that's when I saw him first time. And last, actually. Anyways, let's move into the evening here. Allie, I would love it if you would just tell the audience, our audience, and yours too. I'm seeing there are a few. I already have a caller waiting since before you called in to talk to you this evening. But I'd love it if you'd give us a little intro and bio and let us know exactly who Allie is.
Well, I'm not that complex. I'm pretty easy. I call myself a spiritual medium and intuitive. I have the ability to be able to connect to spirits, guides, angels, loved ones on the other side. Sometimes the pets will come through.
Nice.
I have been doing this work now. I mean, I like to say out of the womb, but probably, you know, more professionally for the last, 10 to 15 years. And, as I was saying, as we were talking about the music, I mean, I always wanted to be, I mean, what I wanted to be when I grew up was the singing attorney. So I wanted to put people in jail and sing while I was doing it. but instead I became the singing hairdresser, and I was a waitress, and I was a full charge bookkeeper. I owned two different businesses early on in my early 20s and late 20s. And, I was married once, and then I killed off the first husband and got married again. so I refer to him as my dead ex in spirit. So he's actually become one of my guides when I read. So when he appears in a reading for me, because of the relationship I had with him and because of the addictions that he had, it enables me to know when I'm also connecting to someone who's my ex-husband. Obviously, was a he was an alcoholic, he was a drug addict, he was from another country, he spoke seven languages. So there's different information that I get when he appears when I do a session.
Interesting.
And then I remarried my husband and help him get through medical school. So he's an orthopedic PA. So we have a very interesting and he's a Leo and I'm an Aries. So that's always an interesting relationship. I'm a mom. I have two grown children. My son's a chef, but now he's going back to school for nursing, and my daughter is a Japanese major studying, and she speaks Japanese, Chinese, and Korean. And
wow.
I have a beautiful Siberian Husky. I'm actually more normal than I am abnormal. So the fact that I can talk and see and hear dead people is inconsequential. I tend to be on the tad on the humorous side. And I also became a grandmother thanks to my son and, of course, boys. would be my Sophia, yes. She has become the love and the light of my life. And she was just here this week, and for 2 days, all she did was run around the house yelling, Nana, 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 no matter where I was, Nana, Nana. And I'd come out and I'd go, what do you want? And then she would just look at me with these gorgeous eyes that she has. And, and she doesn't have to say anything. And she'd just give me this look and I'd be like, oh, this kid melts my heart every time. And she's just such a delight. I kind of grew up normal. I mean, and really when I was 20 years old and I was living in Allentown, Pennsylvania, I'm originally from Long Island, if you can't tell. Somebody said to me, I was the original Long Island medium, and I laughed and I said, well, God bless Teresa, but I don't have blonde hair and nails that'll, strike a tiger. So I transported myself to upstate New York to kind of start life over when I remarried. And, but when I was 20 years old and I was married the first time and I was about to give birth to my son, I actually crossed paths with a psychic medium. And back then, I always knew I knew stuff. I just never knew how I knew it. And, of course, I used to get in trouble for it because I would say things. A lot of times I would say things that people were thinking, I guess, and not saying. And I was always the class clown, and I was getting in trouble. But I was a straight-A student all through school. Made the honor roll, all throughout high school and stuff. So, and I took a couple of college classes. But I loved doing hair because I liked taking people that weren't so attractive and making them look good. So I went to beauty school for a year and stuff. So, I had a very interesting career. And I used to be a hair model for back in the day for Redken and Paul Mitchell. And, it's funny because I'm 47 years old. I'll be 48 this year. And I've had so many diversified different careers already. So it's kind of interesting. It's always... it's almost refreshing for me to constantly keep changing what I'm doing on some level because I got to be honest, I tend to get bored with things after a while. But so quickly, when I was 20, I met this woman who was a psychic medium from Canada, and she happened to live in the building that I lived in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And I was there because my ex-husband was a glazier. My family was in the glass and mirror business. And so, you know, she just started talking to me. I thought she was a very nice lady, a little strange, but okay. And she invited herself over to my apartment the next day, and I figured, okay, I'm a New Yorker, you know, come, have coffee, we'll do Entenmann's, you know, whatever. She came to my apartment the next day. She, like, read my aura. She did a reading on my son, which, to be honest with you, she was pretty much spot-on accurate with my son. And over the next 4 to 5 years, I'll know exactly if she was 100%, depending on the path my son kind of walks. But I never shared with my son what it was, because I kind of don't want to change whatever his path is. And she told me, she said, well, you're going to do this work in 20 years and you're going to be better than me. And I looked at her and I thought she was, you know, crazy. And sure enough, here I am, you know, 27 years later, and I'm doing the work she said I was going to do when I was 20. And I really did think that she was a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So, you know, so you never know. I mean, you know, I always say God has a plan for people, right? So, and even when I first started doing this work and I was doing the psychic fairs and doing the junkets on Long Island, and I read for a lot of the executives at HBO, I started to have some celebrity clients and so forth, and people were finding me, but I was sort of the closet case. And, you know, when I tried to get away from doing it, because it was becoming a bit much, because people would call me at 3 a.m, you know, and or 4 a.m. And when I met my husband now, Wayne, he would ask me, he's like, do people do this all the time? And I said, only as I've gotten, you know, I guess more popular, so to speak. And so I tried to walk away from it. But, you know, when you're meant to walk a path, and this goes for anybody, and no matter what you do in life, if you're meant to walk a specific path or a certain path, and you feel guided to do certain things, and then you decide to change your mind and walk another path, if you are absolutely and unequivocally meant to walk a path, you know, God has a way of sort of circumventing your plans and bringing you back forth around to the original plan. So, you know,
yeah.
I tried to walk away from it. And, you know, very quickly, I love my bingo and my slot machines. I'm a bingo junkie. And I was playing bingo online years ago, and this woman was in the chat room talking about how she missed her daughter and stuff. And I just thought it was a typical – I wasn't tuning in. So I just thought it was a typical mother-daughter thing. Oh, she missed her daughter. The daughter moved away, whatever. And I said, hey, you know, if you ever need an ear or somebody to talk to, you know, here's my email address. You know, maybe we can connect. Within 20 minutes, I got an email from her, and she's like, oh, do you have AOL? And, you know, back then it was AOL. And I said, yeah. Oh, sure. So I met up with her 7 o'clock that night on AOL. And the minute that I connected with her on AOL, her daughter had come through spirit. And then I realized that her daughter had passed on, and that's why she was missing her. And it became, all of a sudden, it went from this, what I thought was going to be sort of this just, you know, comforting conversation for a mom who missed her daughter, to a four-hour reading online. And she said, you know, and she was like, how do you know all these things? And then I finally had a pony up that I was a medium. And because I didn't go around telling people, hi, I'm a medium. You know, I don't do, most of us don't professionally do what Teresa does, and, you know, goes around and says, hi, I'm a psychic medium. I want to do a reading for you. It's a little unethical to sort of invade someone's space like that. But, and so started me back to doing the work. And her name was Bobby, and her testimonial is actually on my website. And we were able to solve her daughter's murder, and it was 25 years later. And then her daughter's name, oh my God, I want to say Amber, but, it was Autumn, and the irony in the whole thing was she asked me if I could send her a picture of myself, because, you know, back then, this was like 2003 into 2004, and I said, sure, and I figured out how to, you know, scan it and whatever, and I sent her the picture, and she wrote me back with a huge OMG, and she said, I cannot tell you how much you look like my daughter.
Wow.
And that kind of creeped me out a little bit, but... You know, but that's how I kind of step back into what I'm doing. So,
Allie, may I ask you a question? I got two. First is, as a hairdresser, having your hands on so many heads for so many years, do you think that triggered or opened you up gradually, maybe? I'm just wondering, because I've run into a lot of people who've worked as hairdressers or with their hands on people's bodies. that end up being.
I think it opened me up. I'll put it this way. I've had some very, okay, so here's the thing. So when I was 15 years old, I was raped. And when I was 28 years old, I was sexually assaulted. And actually, that guy was on the most wanted list in Suffolk County and Long Island. So I believe that we're all intuitive. So in other words, I believe that we all have the ability to tune into ourselves and be our own gurus. We don't necessarily need to come to someone who's a psychic or a medium. However, I do believe that there's a trigger for each one of us. So I do believe that those of us that are, like, if you talk to an astrologer or numerologist, what I've discovered over the years is that from your chart, they can actually tell if you were actually born a natural psychic medium or if you have specific channeling abilities and so forth. And so what I've come to understand was, you know, I'm a natural-born psychic medium. I have a natural tendency to be able to channel because I have a Gemini moon, whatever that means. That's a Sharita thing. I think that every one of us, you know, like I've heard people say, oh, I became a medium after I had this tragedy or I had this near-death experience or I had all these things. But my belief in my heart is, and my understanding from spirit is that you're either born a medium or you're not. So whether or not you actually do mediumship, let's say, from the get-go, there's a trigger that happens. There's some sort of experience that you need to have or go through in order for you to be able to ascertain that you have something beyond the natural five senses. And so I would have to say that it's a culmination of all the experiences. I mean, my first husband, it was a very physically abusive relationship. You know, I was considered a woman of domestic violence. And this was all in my early 20s. So I have to say that there's certain things that I think that we have to go through, or what I call the fire. and I think those things sort of start to really push you to learn to be more empathetic and a little bit more compassionate. Not that I wasn't already, but then now adding into touching people, and then my hands would constantly get hot when I was doing people's hair, and they'd be like, you know, and I would touch their shoulders, and then I would sort of know things about people, and then I would start having these conversations with my clients sitting in the chair, you know, and they'd be like, how do you know these things? And I would have to then shut my mouth and go, you know, and I would say, well, I don't know, I just feel like that's your situation or whatever. So I think each one of us has the ability to do this. I don't think everybody has the ability to do a radio and read for people or be out in a platform such as TV or radio like, Teresa and many other mediums, John Edwards and so forth. I think that there's a way that you could be a medium for yourself that where you can connect to your own loved ones and you don't need someone like me, but you have to be really open to it. And most people say they're open to it, but then they fear that innate connection that we're all born with. And so, you know, hence is part of the work is teaching people how to be able to tap into that level of consciousness and that level of intuitiveness so that they can be their own psychic mediums.
Listen, people are intent on hearing that. This is wonderful. Folks are speaking in the chat. I do have a backup already of calls for you. You willing to take some calls?
Sure.
Would you like to take some calls?
Sure.
Okay. There's one gal who has been with us here for a little while. She was on before anybody. And hi, I've opened your chat, 443.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jerry.
Jerry.
Yes.
Allie, this is Jerry.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Jerry.
How are you, honey?
I actually know Jerry. So yeah, Jerry, you make you know. Listen, this is like cheating because you're not only my friend on Facebook, but you're a client. So So what's going on, lady?
I'm feeling much better. Can you tell? I still haven't driven yet, but I feel much better.
I'm delighted. And listen, I appreciate that you called in and you're tuning in. So what do you need help with now, Yenta?
I don't think I need any help. I just wanted to call and give you some props and tell everybody how wonderful I think you are, and how proud I am of your daughter.
Yes, my daughter just got a letter in the mail today that she was she made the president's list at her college for her academics. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah, she's very. My daughter is my Pisces, but she's also very left brain sexy. Whenever somebody's, like astrologers, I always call them and numerologists left brain sexy. I'm glad that you're on the mend. Of course, I always send everybody healing energy, which is something I learned how to do from doing hair. I can send you energy and not have to touch you. some people you don't want to touch. But I appreciate that you called in. I really do. I love, honor, and appreciate you. And I hope that you're staying nice and warm in Delaware. It's cold.
Yes, I am, darling. It is. It's been cold. I know you've been colder than me, though. But no, I'm just called to say hi and give you some support. I wanted to hear the show. There's not all the shows. I don't get to hear all the shows that you and Sharita do because for some reason I can't get them. So I get excited when you're on Blog Talk Radio because I can always get that.
I'm glad that you were able to. I have to tell you though, I got a new computer because mine went boom before Christmas, and I had a hard time getting into Blog Talk myself. So
how about that?
So I don't know if it's Internet Explorer or it's actually Blog Talk itself, but that wouldn't surprise me. Blog Talk's had its burps since 2006, so.
Yeah,
actually, and then it's charging money for the perps.
Actually, ladies, they've been upgrading Blog Talk Radio for the last year, and it's been very quirky.
They've been upgrading Blog Talk since 2007, and every time they tried a new platform, there was always all these issues, and then callers were getting dropped, and then all of a sudden your show was completely dropped, and you had to call back in, and then I'd be interviewing people, and I got completely blown off my own show, and I was like, "What is that?"
It happens. Yes, it does happen.
But the difference is now you girls have to pay money to get blown off your own show.
That's true. Jerry,
all right, I'm going to let you move on to somebody else that needs to talk to you. I still have a gift that I'm sending you that I'm done. I just haven't been out, so. Happy New Year, sweetheart.
Oh, Happy New Year, and continued healing to you.
Thank you, honey.
And hopefully we'll get to see you sometime in the spring.
Thank you. Thank you, honey.
All right, love.
Thank you, Jerry, for calling in. I've got another guest caller here. I'm going to open up the mic.
Hey.
847?
Hi.
Hi.
I just tuned in and I'm not sure what's going on.
Oh.
Well, honey, you called into the right show. Today we're talking about sexual issues. What's yours?
What's mine? I don't even have a relationship.
No, you have to always include the relationship you have with yourself, because that's the best one you're ever going to get anyway. So wait a minute. So you just called in, but you have no idea what you're calling in for.
Right. I just, I thought, this looks like a good show. But I just was able to tune in. So I missed what you guys were talking about.
Okay.
Well, what's your first name?
My name's Jill.
Oh, hi, Jill. And where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Oh, okay. I know who this is. You know who I am, right?
Who is this?
It's Allie Cheslick.
Okay, yeah, I do. That's why I was calling, but I didn't recognize your voice.
And how are you?
Both of your voices are kind of similar, actually.
Well, mine's probably from all
is
the smoking.
Is there two people?
There's three
is that what
us.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all kind of the same. It's Gwendolyn who and Nicole, and I am I'm the guest. Actually, it's not my show. I'm just guessing.
Just one moment, ladies. I'm going to bring one more on. I think I recognize this number. 646.
That's me. Hi, hey.
Oh, I know that voice. I know that left brain sexy.
Good evening, ladies. How are you? Happy, bright blessings and always abundance in 2014.
Happy New Year, Sharita.
Happy Venus in retrograde, and oh, my God.
Funky Town retrograde. Oh, my God. What week, huh?
See, you laugh at me when I say Funky Town's crossing, conjuncting Uranus.
No, I've been using that expression, like, to everybody. I'm like, yeah, but Uranus, Funky Town. Well, really, the Uranus isn't the problem at the moment. It's more the Venus. But believe me, it's all about to get earthy. It's going to get more intense. I've said that for the last few months as I've been talking about 2014. It's going to get more interesting as we keep cruising along. So, but, you know, we're all going to be okay. We just got to be ready and flexible for change. That's all I will keep saying.
It's crazy. All right, so hang out. You can do some stuff.
I'm here. You guys just do your thing, and whenever you want.
Yeah,
to.
But now that you're here, I may make you work too, because Sharita and I do this thing we call fusion reading.
Hey, I got
to
send in a piece of paper.
Well, lady,
I got my stuff. I'm ready to go. Email me. I'll turn it on anytime.
Well, lady, so back to Jill in Illinois. Did you have a question, Jill?
What kind of question can I ask?
You can ask whatever you want, darling.
Okay, I've had some really rough years. Is this year going to be a good one for me or better? Is that too general?
Oh, no, that's fine. Just give me your month and your day of birth.
12/17. Thank you.
Okay, you're a Sag, right?
Yes.
Oh, come on. It's a fire sign night. Yay. Actually, yeah, this year for you,
good.
I know that you've had a rough couple of years, and I have to say, you know, Jill's been a fan of my show, and she's followed me around from Blog Talk to Z Talk to Achieve to Contact and
yes.
so forth. So, you know, and, you know, everybody thinks I remember voices and energy. I don't always remember birthdays and stuff like that. And the only reason I ask for that so people know is that because when you're on radio, you want to do things as expediently as possible. And, of course, I always take long anyway. But here's the bottom line. You know, I know the last few years have been very rough for you, but this year, some of the answers to the questions that you've sort of posed to me over the years, really is, you know, and like I've always said to you, things will get better. I know when you're in a rough spot, you can't always see the bigger picture, but this year should be one of those years for you that really kind of gives back to you everything that you've been working for very personally, which I know your personal story, to get better. So that's even with financially. Let's put it this way. I have a feeling that the doctors, the right doctors you need are going to come along. You know, I know that you've been back and forth between, I think it's Illinois and Arizona, right?
No, I've only been in Illinois.
Okay. Okay. Wait a minute. I know who this is then. Because there's two Jills, believe it or not. One girl goes back and forth between, I think it's Minnesota and Arizona. Okay, so Jill, you have the one young daughter, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so here's the thing. See, I was confusing the two of you. Okay, this is why I said I asked for a birthday to try to kind of tune in. But again, I'm going to say the same thing. This is going to be a better year financially, emotionally, even physically. I feel like you're starting to really pay attention to what your physical needs are. you know, I have to say this too, and this is kind of my symbolic thing. When I see suitcases, that either means a move or a vacation. In your case, I'm sure you could use the vacation, but you may end up moving in the later part of this year, like more towards July or August. So if you were looking to move or to, you know, change addresses but stay in the same area, there's a possibility that that would come up. And I have to say, because I don't know, I don't remember if you own your home or you rent or whatever the case is, but I feel like either something needed to come down, either what you're spending or you really needed to make a little bit more money. So if you're looking for a job too, you know, January, February, March, three great months for you to put out there what you need for yourself. But I do really feel like everything that you kind of were hoping things would change over the last couple of years, I really do feel like this is the year for change. These 3 months, the next 3 months, if you're looking for work, I think it's perfect timing for you. April and May, I really feel are going to be, I think you're going to have those aha moment months where you're kind of starting to put two and two together with different things. Maybe, again, you know, a shifting towards a possibly moving. And if you do move, I really feel like July, August would be the time for you to do that, or I should say to downsize or move. Okay, are you living with family or are you on your own?
I'm on my own, but my sisters want me to move. It's the parents' home. So will I have to move or will I move because I want to?
Okay, so that's the thing. I think you're going to move not because you have to, but moreover because you really want to. And just to make things a little bit more, you know, copacetic for everybody, I think, plus for you, I mean, I get you're in your parents' home, but then that's their energy and there's a lot of background noise. And when I say it that way, I mean that there's a lot of memories and energy that is sort of stuck in the house. Do you follow what I mean? So
totally.
So it's not necessarily a bad thing for you to want to move. I don't feel like it's a forced move. I think it's a voluntary move. And I feel like if you're going to do it, July and August are the 2 months, you know, actually towards the end of July into the beginning of August would be at the time that I physically feel like you would actually do the move. And I really do feel like things are, I mean, this is just my intuitive opinion, but I do feel like things will get much better this year. And by the time you hit your birthday at the end of this year, you're going to be in a whole other space than where you were the last 3 to 4 years. And as far as your family goes, and even with the family noise that I hear, I'm going to say it to you this way. Whatever needs to be divided up equally and very fairly, I don't necessarily know that I feel things have been done very fairly. I think, you know, I think things are going to start to stand out in essence where, you know, where, like I always like to say, the truth always likes to show itself at some point. And I think a lot of the truths
right.
that have been, and I want to say lied about, if that makes sense. Those are all
so you're talking about their part, on their part.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of those truths are going to come to light because I think they have managed to manipulate people's thoughts or feelings specifically about you. So I think that,
yes.
you know, I'll put it this way, you know, and the truth shall set you free. And I really think that that's your theme for this year. The truth will set you free this year.
Okay,
because I have decided I'm not going to be quiet anymore. I'm going to start telling my story. Because I've lost your life and people have treated me like someone I'm not because they've been given misinformation. So I'm not going to sit back and not say, tell my story and defend myself anymore, not defend myself.
And that's why I said that should be, that should be your mantra this year. The truth shall set you free because, and also too, you know, don't forget, when you don't speak your truth, it affects your mind, body, and spirit. It'll affect your throat, especially your throat chakra when you don't speak your truth. It'll start to affect your head, your neck, your shoulders. For me, I get energy running through your lower back. So, I mean, you know, you're kind of, you know, you're like to what I hear spirit calling a hot mess. So this is the year for you to fix that hot mess.
There you go.
That's a good point.
And I'll send you lots of, I'll just keep sending you some good energy. And also, also remember something, and I want to make this clear because I'm hearing it from Spirit this way. Do what you need to do for yourself and do what you feel is fair, okay? But at the same time, don't include your daughter in that energy. Try to keep her away from, because what I hear it as backbiting. So try to keep her away from that as much as possible. Because she's a very sensitive soul, your daughter. Would that be fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I would say she's very empathic. And so, you know, there's days where she's already mothering you. Okay. So you understand what I mean? And it's not because you did anything in particular, but that's just who your daughter is. But when you kind of start unloading the truth, and I would say to do it little by little, don't do it explosively all at once, that's going to be your best bet than just kind of, you know, throwing it all up out there, you know, kind of like diarrhea of the mouth. You don't want diarrhea of the mouth. You want to let it go little by little, because as you speak and as you do that and move forward, you're also healing the situation. So you need to remember that. So you don't want to consciously bring her into something that will eventually, you know, it'll affect her down the road. And I know because I've been there with my own kids with, you know, them growing up very early on in a relationship with domestic violence. You know, so as they've gotten older, they've learned, you know, what the right behaviors are and stuff. And I've tried to, you know, I mean, obviously they're adults now. They're 27 and 22, but she's still young. So, you know, try to protect her in terms of that energy as much as possible.
Got it. How am I going to, if I move, how am I going to pull that off? I don't have money to move.
Okay, so would it be fair to say that you're getting some help right now financially?
No, I'm not.
Okay. You're not getting,
unless something's going to appear.
Why do I want, no, okay, let me, why do I want to say that you're disabled?
I'm a cancer survivor. I went through a lot. I was sick for 2.5 years, and I took care of my father while he was dying for 2.5 years, and it totally wiped me out, physically, emotionally, mentally, and it's taken me a few years to recover because I didn't get any break from it.
Okay. So you have to come to some...
But I'm not disabled.
Okay, so if you're not disabled, I mean, here's the thing. If you want to go back to work or you want to get some kind of training or want to go back to school, this is the year to do it. If you want to go back to school and get a career, and I think it'll all be paid for. I think you'll get whatever loans and grants and certain things that you need. But I'll also say this. I also feel like you can find a job even part-time to help, you know, boost an income there for you. So I for some reason, if you're not disabled, and I'm going to say it this way, your energy comes off as being disabled. So you really got to work on shifting that energy. So here's the other thing, too, is, you know, if you ever do a little EFT, a little tapping, there's a great website. I think Sharita knows the website. I don't have it off the top of my head. But Sharita, it's a great way for you to let go of some of the things that energetically you're harboring and you're holding on to, God bless you, you're a cancer survivor, but you want to let that energy go. You don't want it to come back, right? You took care of your dad, but you want to let that go. It's like, don't keep brownie points for what the things that you did, because that just causes a little friction in the universe. You just kind of want to go, okay, I did this, I did my job, you know, I did what I was meant to do, and now you kind of let it go. And as you sort of, you know, the old expression, when one door closes, another opens, you need to close the door on all that stuff. Not that it doesn't count and not that it doesn't, you know, comprise who you are, but it's not who you are currently. Do you follow what I mean? So
totally.
You want to let that go in order for you to be able to open up and have new things come into your space. This is a year of totally all new and more positive flow of energy and movement for you, but you've got to be willing to, and here's the thing, And this is for anybody that's, you know, in that space. You have to be willing to do the work. I believe God helps those that help themselves. He's not going to just, you know, and that's the law of attraction. You're not going to just go, oh, I need a job, and it's going to fall on your lap. It doesn't work that way. You have to be conscientiously looking for something, or at least making some contacts, letting people know you're looking to go back to school or you're looking for a job. And then someone will say, oh, hey, Jill, by the way, I know that this so-and-so is hiring down the road. Okay. So you have to put the effort into making those changes. Only you can change you. I could tell you anything. I could tell you what I see down to the T. But if you're not conscientiously making those changes and letting go of the past to make way for a new future for yourself, you're going to just keep repeating the same patterns that you've been repeating for the last 22 years.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay, and the website... The website for the Emotional Freedom Technique, and this is for anybody that would like to learn to tap and learn to work with EFT, and I have to tell you, I've been a student and a teacher of EFT. It's called emofree.com. It's www.emofree.com. And they'll teach you how
okay.
to tap. And
E-M-O, say that again.
E-M-O-F. R-E-E, free, the Jewish girl's favorite four-letter
okay,
word,
got
free,
it.
.com.
Okay.
So
okay.
I send you all one, I send you great blessings, a happy and healthy and prosperous and progressive new year for you and your daughter, and I'm sure I'll see you cross-pathing with me somewhere on Facebook, and I hope it all really starts to work out for you, but don't forget, you have to let go to move forward.
Thank you. That was excellent. Thank you. Thank
you're welcome,
you so much.
Okay. We've had Jill. Could you do me a favor, Allie, Sharita, both of you, perhaps do a little explanation of emotional, the technique that you were just talking about, the emotional freedom technique.
Okay. Am I there?
You're
no,
here.
We
can't hear you.
You can hear me? Okay, I just want to make sure. I've been muting and unmuting so that my background noise isn't affecting. I needed to make sure I was the right way.
Her background noise consists of two kittens.
Yeah.
Well, it did just consist of me washing my dishes, but you didn't hear that, so that's good.
Come into mine.
The emotional freedom technique, I'll tell you what, from my own experience, it saved my life when I was in a situation, you know, along the way that I needed to get out of a relationship that was no longer healthy for me. And from the good graces of a life coach named Kristen Cox, I learned how to do the EFT. And what it is, you know, it takes you, it is something that you can use it for physical pain, you can use it for emotional pain, you know, it has a myriad of uses that it can be used for. And the gist of it is you tap on meridian points in your body. And I'll use my example as how it worked for me is that, you know, I was in a relationship where I was very much tolerating abuse, and not physical abuse so much, but emotional abuse. And so Kristen, instead of just simply going, hey, we've got that issue, she took me back to when I was 5 years old, and my father had hung me upside down by my ankles, and he spanked the living you-know-what out of me. And my mother... shortly after that, drove me down to my grandparents' house, and as we were driving up the driveway, she said, don't you dare tell your grandmother what happened. So at that point, 5 years old, I shoved it all in, and I never told anybody anything. And I learned to tolerate extremely well. And I did this with relationships because I didn't have a relationship with my dad. So Kristen got me back all the way to 5 years old, and that was the first thing we started tapping on. Was even though my father beat me when I was 5 years old, I still love and accept myself. And we did rounds of that. And when you EFT, you rate the scale of the emotional, whatever you're feeling or the pain you may be feeling in your body, and you put it on a scale of 1 to 10. And after doing a few rounds of tapping, you measure it again. And typically what will happen is it will lower itself. And if it's not lowered enough, you keep tapping on that very same issue. Marvelous. I got out of that relationship I was in. I kept being told the whole time, oh, you'll never make it on your own. You'll never make it without me and blah, 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 blah. And I tell you what, I was out of there in a month. I had my own apartment again. I had more clients coming my way, and it was magic.
Yeah, I mean,
and
it's basically acupressure.
It's basically a form of acupressure.
It's like acupressure meets psychology, meets intuition.
Yep.
You know, you're combining all that energy,
all
and then
together.
You're tapping those acupressure points on the body, the meridian points. And what you're doing is when you're hitting yourself, let's beat the hell out of ourselves. No,
when you're tapping, gently tapping.
Yeah, I mean, the energy of the tapping is also has to do with the cells in your body, and
yes.
So it's a combination of healing all those cells and all the via the acupressure points, and then you get to a point where you, so if you were at a 10 on the emotional scale or even the physical pain scale, as you do the rounds of tapping, you start to notice that the energy and the vibration of what you're tapping on starts to lower and lower and lower and get to a point where you have some comfort and cleansing with it. You know, I did it a couple of years ago before my mother passed away, and it really, you know, helped me to deal, I think, better with my mother's transition. My mother's anniversary is actually this month on the 19th, and it did help. So.
Oh, it's marvelous. I mean, and I've used it on physical pain in my body too. When you know something has shown up, it totally works. And what I like to do with people, because I work with it too, with you know, people who obviously, you know, there's so many people who deal with emotional things in their life. We are emotional feeling beings. That's what we are. But we want our emotions to be good. We want to feel good. We didn't come here to live a life of misery, much to the disbelief of what modern-day society kind of promotes a little bit too much if you're watching too much media out there.
There's a science behind it. It's not just the airy-fairy, you know, new agey metaphysical crap.
Oh, no, no.
It's acupressure, and it does work, and people are using it right now, too, to get through some of what they call, and I think I hipped you to it earlier on Facebook. A lot of folks are going, especially light workers, healers, people within what you would call our community or the new age, spiritual, metaphysical, whatever. A lot of folks are going through symptoms of body pains and headaches and things that are coming out of the blue. And I've heard about tapping being used to help people through all of this, you know, because since winter solstice 2012, we've been going through a period of time where, astrologically speaking, the stars are intercoursing and the planets in such a way that we are really being, you know, opened up to more and more cosmic energy.
You ain't kidding.
The lockdown hasn't even happened yet. We're going to be experiencing that in April. So yeah, the EFT is very, very, it's extremely handy. And what I like to do with it is, you know, after you've cleared out the garbage, so to speak, the stuff that's been holding you back, I like to take what the vision is that you're going to shift it to. The positive? And tap on that so that your body then knows the difference. And it's very interesting when you do it that way. Is to take it after you've done the cleansing, is to turn it all around and tap on the good. And then your body's like, oh, my God, this is what this is all about. And it does. It makes a world of difference. I love working with it. I absolutely adore working with it.
I'm curious, Gwen, Nicole.
I don't know who thought of it. I mean, I know Gary Craig is the original founder, but whoever discovered that this works in this fashion, brilliant. I mean, kudos. Thank you. My gratitude.
About 6,000 years ago, I think the Yellow Emperor and that crowd sort of dug it up. You were asked, Allie?
I was just curious, but our it's Gwen and Nicole on the phone with me and Sherita, right? But are either of you connected to someone named George in spirit?
Yes.
Not me.
So that's you. That's you, Gwen.
Yeah.
I need to tell you that his energy has been coming through, and for like the last 15 minutes he's been sort of nudging me. and would it be fair to say that he's crossed over here for more than 5 years?
He just crossed, Allie.
Okay. He's making me feel like whatever he crossed from, he's had then for more than 5 years. He keeps bringing the five in connection. Does that make sense?
Yes. He was sick for a while. To me, it was sort of a shock, but yeah, he was sick for a while.
Okay. Would you understand the reference to him having to wear suspenders or some kind of suspenders on his hands?
No, not really.
Okay. So let me ask you this: when they show me the suspenders like that, and so was he at the point where like he couldn't hold his pants up or hold himself up, or there's something to do with, I mean, suspenders
right.
would hold you up or hold your pants up or something. So
right.
So the reference there for me would be that something happened, either the illness or whatever. I want to say an illness. That's what he keeps making me feel. The illness progressed to a point where I almost feel like he either couldn't hold himself up or
right.
he, okay, does that make sense? Because it's the way that, you know, I'm getting it and the way I've got to discern and interpret it.
Yeah.
I just need you to know that he's stepping forward and he's acknowledging your energy because, you know, like I said, you know, he was here kind of tapping on my shoulder. And also, I need to acknowledge that his smile is so heartwarming. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do. I do. It's very new. It's very there. George just crossed, Allie. His family is my nephew's family, but he and I were friends. We were friends. There was a connection there.
He's telling me with a wink in his eye, he's like, yeah, we were friends, you know, and then giving me the wink. So what that tells me is that there was always sort of a little bit of a connection, but it was a friendly one. Do you follow me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that they're settling his estate right now, Allie.
Okay.
Yeah, that's slipping in there. Wow.
Okay. So I just needed you to know that he was here, and he really, like I said, wanted to make sure that you knew that he was here. And also, I need to give it to you where there is an energy where I don't want to say the word debt of gratitude, but it's the way that he's giving it to me. And it's not just for the recent time. I feel like this, you know, relationship with you and him has gone back for a very long period of time, but also not the first go around either. And also I need to acknowledge, he's acknowledging a pet that's also crossed over. I feel like I'm looking at a smaller dog. Okay. So would it be fair to say that what he's showing me is a large parcel of property. Would you understand that?
No.
Okay, wait. Don't say anything. What I feel like, I don't know where the connection is to him, whether he owned it or he grew up on it. But I either feel like I'm on a very large, and I say large, like more than 3 or 4 acres of property. But I also feel like there was a connection to a farm, either one that he either lived on or one that was not far from him. I don't feel like he was a city boy. I feel like he was more the country boy.
He's reaching out to his daughter. I'm getting that I'm not connecting the way you are, but he's reaching out. His daughter has the farm in New York.
Okay, so do you understand that? I mean, because like I said, he's showing me this property.
Yeah, they made amends with one another just before, in the couple of years before he crossed, and it was an important thing. Oh, my God, we're
okay.
At the end of the hour, but go ahead, you know, we can.
Okay, and then also, would the name Rachel make any sense to you?
Not at the moment.
Okay, because
I don't know.
There's two other names that he's piggybacking with me. One is also John, which is kind of common, but he's bringing a John forward that's already also crossed over. And then there's this Rachel energy. Now, I actually feel that Rachel is still here in physical, but sometimes they start piggybacking. So, and what piggybacking means is that one spirit will come through and then they open the door for other people to come through. So, but the name Rachel comes through very strongly, wanting to connect someone from the other side. And I feel like I've got a grandmother figure standing in here. Here we go on medium stuff. But I have to say, though, okay, so your mother has crossed over as well, yeah?
Yes, she has.
Okay, but would it be fair to say that your mom's crossing has been in recent years?
No, it's just in my heart. That's all. That's it.
Okay, but I also want to connect, are you one of three, or is there three siblings plus you?
No, that sounds more of George. I'm one of three, though, that are the family left. I'm one of three of a family left.
Okay, that's left. So the others are crossed.
Yeah.
Because she's connecting the one of three and the three here in the physicals. That's why I'm asking it that way.
I think we're talking about my George's family.
I'm with you right now, and I'm with your mother's energy on obviously mother's side of the family.
Uh-huh. Okay, it's just myself, my sister, and my nephew. That's what's left of my family, or hers.
Okay. How many siblings do you have?
Just my sister.
And you?
Her and I, yes,
correct?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so hang on. She's acknowledging that there's a third sibling. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, see, I'll never backpedal. I'll just keep asking Spirit the questions, because when they insist on something for me, I try to work it out for them and for you to understand. She's not connecting the nephew for me. She's connecting the sibling energy, connecting to you. So it's you and your sister, but then there's another one in Spirit that she's connecting the energy for me, because she's insisting that you're one of three. That's why I said, are you one of three, or is there three plus you? Because she kept giving me the three.
Right.
I also, wait, hang on. I also want to acknowledge the month of June, birthday anniversary of passing. Do you understand that?
Yeah. That's her birthday.
Okay, but it's her birthday.
Yeah,
it is. Okay, so this is just her way to just let you know that she's in your space and she's with you? Okay, and then, yes, and George is also there. He kind of took a stand when your mother kind of came barreling through here, so he kind of, like, moved over.
That's
I'll be honest with you. It was like your mother wasn't going to miss the opportunity to step forward, so.
That is pretty incredible, Allie. You've just impressed an old hat, okay? You've just impressed, no one would know such a thing. My mother had a boy between my sister and I that she only had for, I guess, a day. But she never let go. And she didn't bring it into life with us too much until the end. But that's incredible to me that you, wow, that's what you call confirmation, yes?
Yes, thank you, and we appreciate that. But your mother, like I said, wasn't letting me off this phone call without barreling through. It was kind of like she came through and she pushed George over and was like, "Hello, wait a second, I gotta, you know, I have to let my daughter know I'm here." And then I also need to give thanks and praise also because she makes me feel like that you guys kind of went over and above what she felt she deserved to have at the end. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I need to give that to you because she's in here to really love, honor, and appreciate you at the moment right now. So, and also I'm not going to forget George. I know, and George is acknowledging. So when you speak to his family, also let him know that he's come through, and he just wants everyone to know that it was a very peaceful transition for him because that's important.
Oh, God has blessed you for that one. That will give my nephew a large heart tonight. It will.
Wow.
Wow, Allie. Wow, Allie. I didn't expect that. Jeez. Wow.
I'm so interested how that happens. Like, when you read, like, if somebody comes to you, like, for instance, like, I would want to talk to my father who crossed a couple years ago. And so can you just, like, tune in like that, or do they have to, obviously they have to show up and say something, but how does that?
It's basically, for me, you know, there are some mediums that will tell you that they can connect to whoever you want that's passed over, and I would like to say that that's really the truth of it, but it's not. It's whoever shows up for the party. Most of the time, whoever you want to show up will normally come through. There are times where they don't, but it's not because they don't love you or they don't want to talk to you. You know, it's kind of like they also have a life on the other side. So, and sometimes they know that if they come through and it's only going to exacerbate your grief, they're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know, you know, like when my father passed, I wanted him to come through in the worst way. And my dad didn't come through to me through another medium for an entire year later. I mean, I had absolutely no signs for almost a whole year from my dad. And then a year later, I had signs not only from my dad, but then from my dad and my dead ex-husband back-to-back via music, you know, through two songs that were absolutely specific to both of them that played back-to-back on the radio. And the radio station played pop music, and these were two older songs. So, you know, so they're never going to come through in a way where if they know that it's only going to make your grief worse or really not help you to heal the grief, and even if you know that they're on the other side, they may not come through right away. Sometimes they wait until they know you're ready. And so they'll come through at varying different times. You know, like I said, and when you do a show like this or when you do a group session or any, you know, spirits will piggyback one another. And so, you know, if you're in a group setting and I mean, if your father, you know, decided to barrel through, then, you know, then they'll come through. And I don't, you know, I just tell them to all wait up and let me know who they're connecting to, which is why I asked where George was connected, because I couldn't get a read from him if it was for you specifically or for Gwen, but I knew it was for one of you two because of the way he was tapping on me. So I want you to know that, too, though, with your father, you know, I'm going to say this. I'm hearing from Gwen's mother that your father has energetically reached out to you via your dream state. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and I have to say that very, like right now, in the energy that I'm receiving right now, there's a particular reason that he hadn't come through, almost very similar to mine with my father, so that you were very close to your father, but had he come through when you thought he should come through, it would have been worse than if he didn't at all. Do you follow what I mean? So mm-hmm. So his way of coming through to you to give you that experience and to give you that validation and to give you that visit, as we call it, has been through the dream state, where there's a level of comfort and there's never any real fear in the dream state. And the healing that takes place for most people through the dream state is very cathartic, you know, on some level for them. And so, you know, don't be surprised if that if he doesn't show up sooner or later. I'll say sooner. But I'm just saying that energetically right now, that's kind of what I got. But I will say this for you, too. There's more of a female energy, like I would say grandmother energy on your mother's side. For me, that shows up. Does that make sense?
Grandmother on my mother's side. Interesting. I've never really connected with her. I didn't know her.
Okay. So whether we knew them in life or we didn't, it's inconsequential because we're all still connected anyway. But her energy kind of comes through. And I have to say, even though you didn't know her, she tells me that you and her, if I look at your eyes and I looked at her eyes, they're very similar, if not the same. So in other words, from the bridge of your nose up, you really kind of look like that part of the family, and then the rest of you is more your father.
Interesting, yeah.
Okay, so, but there's also a connection to the month of August or the eighth day of a month, birthday, anniversary, or passing. Do you understand that?
Huh, I'll have to find out.
Okay. So it's the month of August or it's the eighth day of the month, but the eight comes in very highly connected in from her energy. And then also... Okay. Do you also have a sister, a younger sister?
I have an older half-sister.
Okay. So you would be the younger half-sister, I guess? All right.
Younger.
Do you have brown hair and brown eyes?
Yeah.
Okay. So then it was you she's talking about. So apparently you were a real firecracker when you were a kid, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to say this. The apple didn't fall too far from the tree is her expression for you, even connected to your father, which tells me that your father was probably more of a little bit of a firecracker himself. I almost feel like your father was the one who was sort of very stern, but a big mush pot underneath it all. And your mother was kind of, you know, she wore the pants and kind of tried to keep things sort of in line. Yeah. your grandmother's not. She says, I get what you're saying. She doesn't want to take the credit for your mother's energy. but your mother's. I'll give it to you this way. She gives it to me as your mother. She's a real winner. Okay. I also need to acknowledge that there was a connection for you to your family, and I know Christmas time is, you know, everybody connects, da, 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 but I really feel like this past Christmas for you was, there was a significance to the energy that she makes me feel that connected into you. Does that make sense?
A lot of sense.
So even though I'm not physically and spiritually hearing or seeing your father's energy, I honestly feel like there's a reason that he's not showing himself. Part of it for me, I almost want to say that, would it make sense if I said to you that there was a mistake that was made here at some point in his life that would cause him to sort of be a little shy from stepping forward?
Yeah. He never liked any kind of drama or any kind of, like, feeling too much. And that's what the dream, when he shows up, he's very much alive. He's just in the next room, dimensional. So, yeah.
So I mean, this is kind of like this is the way I almost feel like it's coming through now, which is where I feel like sort of your grandmother kind of barreled in here to step up to the plate, you know, when you said something. So So know that they are with you and they are in spirit with you on the other side. But, you know, it's like every, you know, they all have their moments of when they want to come through or when they want to let you know that they're around. He just does it in his own, and I have to give it to you, quirky way. You know, and your mom is still here, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So this is good. The next couple of months or so, the way they make me feel, the way she makes me feel is that your mother's got some interesting energy on her own plate, and the next couple of months might be a little rough energetically for your mother. Would you understand that?
Okay.
Well, maybe this is a sort of a bit of a forewarning, but your mother's never really been good at, would it be fair to say, I'll put it this way, would it be fair to say your mother's never really been good with money management?
She is and isn't. She's better at it than she thinks she is, but yeah, okay.
Okay, I almost feel like I need to tell you to kind of keep an eye on her over the next couple of months, especially when it comes to her money, because when they give me the dollar signs, there's an energy around her money. So either, you know, and I get what they're showing me. It's kind of like the money's on her plate and then it's off her plate. So that would tell me that you might want to watch what mom's either spending her money on or something's not quite kosher, as I like to put it, with her expenditures. So I would kind of just double check mom's math, or I would double check what she's paying, because I feel like there's too much money going out, and I don't necessarily know that she recognizes it that way. Not saying that she's not coherent, but she has her moments where she's, you know, I'll say a little mishugana.
Okay.
Do you follow what I mean? So. And I have to say, I gave you the eighth day of a month, a birth anniversary of passing our August. I really feel like August is really significant, connected here to your family.
Okay. Interesting. Oh, pretty cool.
Oy. Yes, Allie. That's what happened. That's why I ended up... Yes.
Allie, I have two callers still online. Would you like to continue on with this?
Sure, not a problem.
Okay.
Thank you so much for that, Allie. Thank you.
Well, Allie, you're welcome, but I always give all my thanks and praise up to the good Lord. So,
okay.
You know, everything happens the way it's supposed to. That's what I always say.
Oh, my God. Wow. Jeez. All right. The phone number is 6210. Hello, caller?
Yes. Yes, hello?
Yes, you're on with Allie. Go ahead.
Hi. Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. Want to say hello to Allie and to Sharita. Happy New Year. This is Denise.
Hi, Denise. How are you? Happy New Year.
I'm fine. Thank you very much. I just wanted to hear your voice and just working here and listening to the show. And I do have one quick question, if it's okay.
Sure.
But I got to tell you,
you sound a lot better than you did last time I talked to you.
You think so?
Yeah, you sound like you sound like a weight's been lifted off your shoulder on some level.
Okay, I don't know what weight it is yet, but I do feel better, and I had such a great time preparing and being so anticipatory for 2014. I had a really good time bringing the new year in, so I'm really happy about that.
Good. How's your son?
Good. He's teaching in New York. He's frustrated as a young person. He wants everything immediately. You know how that is.
Yeah.
No, but
he's
doing very well.
Good.
Yeah, so
he's got
a girlfriend? No, he doesn't. He is rolling around in his bachelorism like a puppy in mud.
Ooh, okay. Well, don't be surprised if he comes up with said relationship over the next couple of months. I feel like there's an energy that's attaching to him, so.
Oh, okay, sure. That'd be great. He's a catch. He's a really nice guy, and he's got a great job and everything, so sure.
Oh, no, he's adorable. He is a good catch.
Yeah,
okay,
so that would be
your
great.
Question.
Oh, well, you know, I'm working on tying up a couple of things left over from 2013, and there's this one insurance claim that is just – it's just like it's terrible. It just won't be resolved, and you know, phone calls back and forth to the insurance company, and it's like, my goodness, it's just, what on earth happened with that whole thing? It's just a whole big mess.
Well, just give me your month and day again.
Oh, for me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 818. Oh, Sherita knows.
Hey, I just got back on. I had the thing on mute, and I ran into something else because I was like, well, I'm not needed here. I'm always, so I won't get
to. You're always needed,
wait,
Sherita.
Wait.
Don't you say that.
Well,
wait,
no,
so
I mean,
August...
you know, when she gets in the spirit, I'm, when she gets on that
conveyor belt.
Zoom. And then I heard you were on, so I got it. I was like, okay. Yeah.
Okay, wait, so you said 8/18, right, August 18th?
Yeah, that's me. I'm the crazy Leo,
okay, yeah,
like your husband.
we love those. We love our fire sign girls. Okay.
Well, I was going to tell you right off the bat, you will probably find resolve with it within this month. However, it's a battle because of the Venus retrograde.
Right.
You know, and then you've got Mercury going to retrograde in February. So
oh,
it's like, you know, we don't have a lot of options here in the beginning of the year.
Is it connected to a vehicle?
I beg your pardon?
Say again?
Is it connected, the insurance claim, is it connected to a vehicle?
No, it's not.
Okay, this is a personal, well, I want to say personal injury, but
it's a medical claim. It's an old medical claim. But people are telling me, I'm being also told that I need a new car, and I'm working on that, too. Like, oh, God.
Okay, well,
I say work on
the car.
Don't buy that under Mercury retrograde.
No. I will not get that under Mercury retrograde.
So technically,
we're
going to
get you a new car and march on.
Okay.
No. Don't look for a new car until April 22nd.
Exactly.
Okay.
Energetically, April 22nd to May 22nd would be a good month for you to find a car, number one.
Okay.
Yep.
Number two, this particular claim, okay, I'm going to say this. I almost feel like there's, if I would say I want to say there's some missing paperwork, or there's some paperwork that's not, either it's missing or it somehow gets lost.
Okay.
So in other words, somebody keeps, you know, losing said paperwork, even though I don't feel it's technically lost. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I keep feeling like somebody's intentionally putting it to the side and ignoring it for a reason. I feel like somebody dropped the ball, but on the other end.
Okay.
So what I'm going to say to you is you know, and I get what Sherita was saying, and I would agree with her, but my feeling really is like around March the 15th, in that time frame between March 15th and the end of March.
Okay.
I think you'll have a little bit more resolution to it. I don't think you'll complete the problem, though, or finish completing it until
April.
I almost want to say, you know, April, possibly May, but more April. But I almost feel like I want to tell you that whatever paperwork you needed to get the claim processed in a timely manner, if you have copies or whatever it is that you need to fully get it paid and taken care of,
right?
I almost want to say you'll have to do it all over again. Make sure that you do it. You get certified copies and then send whatever you need certified mail, because at that point they can't fudge around with it.
Okay.
You'll do all that coming up because that's part of Mercury retrograde. Do it again. Redo
okay.
it.
Okay.
March is your harvest and reward. So I agree with Allie on that too. That it's like you feel like you've made some progress with it. And then, you know, the big deal retrogrades are over with. I mean, we've still got the Mars to go through, but the Mars is not so much relating to what it is you're trying to resolve. So I don't see that that's going to block you. And you do get your little harvest and reward in March. And then things come to a wrapping conclusion in April, and you've got a load of new beginnings coming in May. So I would say by May it should be out of your hair.
Okay,
right.
Yeah, because I'm trying to work on this car thing, and I'm not even considering where the money is going to come from to get the car. I just know the car is coming. That's all I'm thinking about.
So you know what? Get a picture of the car you want.
I did.
If you already done that, I'm driving this car.
Yeah, I do it every day. Yeah,
I'm just going to say this. The week of April 22nd stands out for me.
Okay.
So whether it's actually that day or that week, but that's the week I would say to go and get your car.
Wow.
And
okay.
I want to say to you, don't worry about the money. I don't think the money is going to be an issue. As a matter of fact, here's my thing. I think you're going to be able to get, if not almost brand new, or slightly used, but I think you're going to be able to do it with no money down.
Great. That's perfect.
So, I mean, you know, I think you might be able to work something out at, and I almost want to say like a local dealership or something within 10 miles of where you live.
Oh, wow. Okay. That would be cool. I mean, I have the picture of the car that I want. It's on my altar, and I've claimed it completely from the inside out, everything that I want on it, and I visualize my license plate on the car already. So
Can I ask you, is it like a cherry red, or is there a red connected to that car?
No, not at all. I want a green car this time.
Okay.
I've never had a red car before.
Okay, so where is the cherry or the red color coming in for me with you?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm a Leo, red. I don't know. I'm a fire sign.
That's all I can think of. The red is her nineness, not the Leo.
Okay,
red is not a Leo color. But
okay.
The Aries and a nine is red. The real,
okay.
You know, those reds. And then when you look into Scorpio energy, you're getting the maroons and the deep burgundies. I'm just going to say this to you.
When you go out looking for your car, wear either a color, like a cherry color or a red color or even the maroon.
Yeah, red.
Wear those colors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really don't do
color therapy, but that red color, man, that pounds out. Every time we're talking about the car, I keep seeing the red. So.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
so, you
red
know, things,
always for her as a nine, when she wears red, good things happen.
Oh, okay. Well,
nine,
I wore red on New Year's Eve, so I was ready to go.
You have to wear red when you want something positive to show up because it will attract it to you.
Okay. Wear red. So, you know, Sherita, you sent me this beautiful thing about love today, which was really nice, and it was on my mind. So I just want to say it once again, thank you. I've been single for a long time. So it's like, well, you know, we'll see what happens with that prayer.
That's coming too. Don't worry about that.
I had to give you the lioness love, you know. And I would also say March is when, I don't know what Allie's getting on her radar, but March is definitely when I see that. The energy's around you that much for something to buzz for you.
Okay.
And not to say that it couldn't pop into the picture this month, but I wouldn't do anything about it because you never want to start a relationship under Venus retrograde.
That's right. That's right.
And one more thing, we're only going to review them right now. And I'm just going to say one more thing to me too. Are you supposed to take a trip to like the Caribbean or the Virgin Islands or that way?
Well, I have two trips I'm trying to plan for this year. I want to go back to India in the fall, and my girlfriend is from Belize, and we're trying to coordinate that.
Okay, so that's more tropical. Okay, I can accept the Belize trip. I think you're going to do that, but I think that's going to be more toward, I almost want to say between the end of July and possibly your birthday for that trip.
Okay.
And the trip to India too. I almost want to say in for you going back too. I keep seeing student teacher energy. So I don't know if you're going back there to be specifically with a teacher, but I would say to you to look into even possibly traveling with a group going abroad to do some. Learning or you know, not just your typical trip. Like, I think there's some learning there for you to do.
Sure. Okay, I could certainly look into that. Just wrapping up some things here, my uncle is still hanging on in hospice and supporting my mom. Just like you said earlier, Allie, you know, I've been going down to the city, helping her get through her her diagnosis and all that other stuff. So, you know, things are going right along. But I just feel like for this month in January, I just feel like I'm moving through Jell-O. But that's always been that way for me for January.
Oh,
I just feel like...
you didn't read my Facebook post, huh? I've been going through a lot of crap in Jell-O, let me tell you.
Well, Sharita just posted something about the sun doing something. So that's why I'm, like, walking into walls here for the past 2 days. Oh.
No, it's... We talked about it in the beginning of the show, but... I mean, there's a huge thing, you know, if anybody wants to read about Venus retrograde, you know, find me on Facebook and you'll see the post floating around there. But there's also our other friend, Debbie Tatel, who's a light worker, spirit worker. She wrote this wonderful article about the solar flares, which I wasn't quite, you know, on point about. It's not like my thing to kind of pay attention to the astronomy side of things. But the solar flares are having a really intense effect on a lot of people.
Okay.
And that is why, like, I mean, I don't know in particular, but for me personally, and I knew a lot of Leos were, all of a sudden I had like 5 Leos respond to the same post, all telling me they couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep Tuesday night, and that's an unusual thing.
I haven't been sleeping for the past 4 nights. I've been up 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so, and my energy is just, I feel buzzy. Like,
yes,
I said it to myself last night.
My leg is shaking in the bed.
I feel like somebody gave me a drug or something, but I haven't taken anything. I mean, I know I haven't taken a damn thing. And I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? Like, I really do feel something, like, wild in the universe. So
what about these dreams? I've been having these really amazing dreams. I keep a dream journal, but let me tell you, these dreams, last night I dreamt that this tall, tall man from, like, the Middle East gave me these 2 gold coins in my hand. And the coins were so big, I had to hold
them
in both hands. That's good?
And now I love the fact, okay, here's just symbolically what I see in that dream. A very tall man gave you 2 gold coins. Your prosperity is growing.
Oh, okay.
It's getting taller. I mean, that would just be one thing. I mean, I don't know the whole scenario of the dream, but that was just a quick symbology that I got.
Yeah, I write down everything when I dream, as much as I can remember.
Gold in a dream is very, that's solid. It's like solidarity, and coins are, you know, it's material. It's solid stuff coming to you.
Okay, because I'm still working on tying up these 2 darn books I wrote for 2013. I'm finishing them up this month. That's it. I'm giving myself a deadline. That's it, because Sharita gave me my lexigram, and Denise does deadlines, so this is it. I'm doing this, and I'm giving it off to the agent, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah,
hey, at least Denise is doing
create
something.
Create the deadline for yourself. You get the work done. When you don't have deadlines, you don't do it.
Exactly.
You won't finish until you have a deadline. And I
well, that's because she works better
year.
Under pressure.
Yes, exactly. Yes, because that, and then that gives you the, okay, I've got to get this done in this time. I'm on 9 like you. I do the same thing. If I don't have a deadline and, like, a pinpoint, I'll never get it done. I've got to make myself the schedule. It's the only way that it works. And
yeah.
You have that same kind of energy. Because otherwise, the Leo side of things is so... You know, Leos have this quirky habit of they think they can do about 50 things in one day's time frame, when realistically you're going to do 2.
Exactly.
And then the Leo does, when they don't get all their 50 things done in a day, they get all grumbly and they're all upset.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just like,
yeah.
You're bored
yeah.
a little bit. And so it's prioritizing. And it's, because the thing is, what Leos are so good is that they organize well for others, but they fail to seem to do it well for themselves. When you're diligent, you discipline, and you become accountable, because that's the thing, you got to be accountable for what you commit to for you.
Uh-huh.
And that will reflect everywhere else in your life, you know, as soon as that moment clicks into place, you know. But I know as a 9, and I'm guilty of charge. I've done it for a long time, and it's funny. We're definitely on the same wavelength, because, I mean, I had such the same things about closing off the old year and ringing in the new year and really putting attention. And I'll tell you what, it's 9 days in, I do feel that. I feel the energy of that reflecting back to me.
Right.
I 110% do. So,
yeah, and that number nine is just so powerful. And today's the 9th, and I'm like, oh, no, here we go again. Anything with the number 9.
It's a 9 day, but it's because it's right. 6 months right now. So you're in the midst of a 9-day flow. You're in day 6. Tomorrow's a good day to like chill out. It's a 7-day tomorrow for you. It's like nice reflection day. You know, go do a little reflexology tomorrow. Good day to work on the feet. Don't work lock tomorrow. You know, do something for you. And
okay.
Work on some stuff Sunday. That's a good thing to do Sunday. Work on some things because it's a good day to work Sunday. You know, it's Sunday, but it's a good day for you to work. And, you know, you're in this huge year of permanent changes, but this month is giving you a taste of what's coming when August gets here in later in the year. Because you're in the month right now, the year you're going into. But you still got that, you know, you still got all these changes coming in the next 6 months.
Right.
You're not
and,
quite halfway through your birthday yet. I mean, you're not even halfway through the year, almost. You're about a month away from being halfway through your birthday year. So you've still got some work to do in the 5.
Okay, and I just have so many friends that are telling me, you know, Denise, you know, with your book, if you get this book going, so many things are going to happen this year.
Yes, this is the time to wrap it all up.
Yeah.
And review it all under Mercury retrograde, and then I would pop it out there and you know, get all your research, get all your who you want to send it to. Write the stuff out, make sure the address is right, you know, that type of stuff.
Yeah, I have a publishing house that's interested in the book. I just have to get it out there. I mean, they're waiting for me to submit this work. I just have to finish it.
I pop it out in the beginning of March because you don't want to give it to them under Mercury retrograde. I wouldn't. That
okay.
I never would send an idea to anybody under Mercury retrograde passage.
Okay.
Only things, because you want long-term success with this, and that's why it's better for you to review it, re-edit it, you know, tinker with it a little bit more, whatever it is you want to, and then that's the time to complete that.
Okay.
And then March, give it a go in March and go, because that really is your recognition and reward month. I don't know, again, I don't know what Allie's radar is, but I really think it's going to happen like lickety-split, and you will know, you will have something wrapped up in writing probably in May. I would definitely say so.
Wow.
April 9th.
Okay.
That's just my thought. I don't know what Allie says, but...
Allie, you still there?
Yeah, she's off the car suddenly.
I know.
Yeah,
Allie, are you
I
there?
I can be quiet. I was just checking to make sure that, you know, that Gwen and that Gwen and Nicole are still there.
Did you leave the
conversation? We're here.
I'm fiddling with the dials. I'm here.
So, Allie, are you basically in agreement with Sharita there as far as my book and stuff? Have you been listening to what she's saying?
Of course, I'm a multitasker. honestly, my impression for you with the book, when to go boom, boom, pow, is May and June.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh God!
You know, I'll put it to you this way. I know that you can multitask too, but you know, and I know you work better under pressure than if I gave you a 6 month deadline, you'd wait till a week before the end of the 6 months to actually do it. You know, some people, you know, the expression "grace under pressure." I mean, that's how you really work.
It's terrible.
You know,
if you had
3 months to study for a test, you're studying the night before. And then you make yourself crazy, like, oh, my God, I'm never going to get all this information in. What was I thinking? What didn't I study earlier? And then you go take the test and you pass it with flying colors, and you're like, oh, yeah. You know, I mean, but that's your MO, but that's how you tick. So.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
It's
that's
all good.
It's all good.
I would
it
say that everything happens the way it's supposed to, and everybody says, oh, come on, that's a BS expression. But I'm telling you, if you look back at your life and you start connecting all the dots, you see that everything really does unfold in a way that even though we may not, and believe me, I'm the biggest proponent of let go and let God, because
yes,
there are so many
yes.
things that when you look back energetically and you start connecting dot A to dot B, and you go, well, this is a really crappy time in my life, and why did I do that? Well, if you didn't do that, then you wouldn't have gotten to that point, which got you to that point, which got you here.
That's right.
At this moment. So, I mean,
that's
so
right.
people can't regret. That's why I tell people, don't have any regrets, because you know, regrets doesn't serve a greater purpose, because at the end of the day, you wouldn't be where you were if you hadn't made all those crappy decisions then.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, so for every crappy decision, you have to understand you need to be grateful for those crappy decisions or that experience, because it then laid out the path in a direction where you really needed to be.
Yeah, yeah. It's just amazing. Like, the night before, I dreamt that I was on a beach with white sand and this beautiful blue water. It's blue like I've never seen.
That's why I was asking you about the Caribbean, because that's the only thing I could answer, Quay, because I've never been anywhere.
Okay.
I live in a box. But that's why I kept seeing that energy around you. So when you mentioned Belize, and I'm like, okay, well, you're going to definitely take that trip, because I see that energy around you very clearly. So it's not like I'm just going, oh, you're going to take a trip. I mean, anybody
totally
can say that
crap. You're meant to travel, and what's interesting is that when Alex said rely on that for you, that is a foreign energy month, meaning like a foreign culture energy in the year of travel as you're finishing up this 9 year. So, book your tickets. Don't even, have any hesitation to plan that for July, because you should be going, you should be receiving a stamp on your passport in July, I'll tell you that.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
And you're better, and energetically, the last 2 weeks of July is when I think you'd have the time of your life.
Yeah. Well, I certainly want to do that, and I'll be dieting to get rid of this last 20 pounds so I can be bikini ready. So that'll be great.
Don't diet. You don't want to diet. And you don't want to lose weight, because when we lose it, we don't want it back. You want to release the weight and let it go.
It's
the verbiage. Because when we lose things, we typically want to find what we've lost. But when it comes to weight, no. Like, no thank you. I don't want that back.
It's so funny, in Star Signs, of course, that's Linda Goodman's book that inspired everything that I do. You know, she does a little lexicogram on the word diet, and she said it felt tied.
Oh.
So when you're in a diet, you're tied. Think about the languaging there.
You want to release the weight.
Yeah.
Anything that you release in your life, you should always release it with love, honor. And look, I love you, I honor you, and I appreciated the time that you were around to insulate my body. But now you can go.
Wow, I've never heard that concept be applied to weight loss before. Everybody else was saying, "Oh yeah, you got to diet." No one said release. That's so much more empowering.
It totally is. And plus, you watch what will happen now that you shifted into that space, because keep telling yourself every day, and stop looking at the scale and stop doing that, I am my ideal weight.
Okay.
That will be whatever your ideal weight is, because your ideal weight may not be, first of all, I don't think you need to lose weight anyway, but that's just my personal opinion. upon physically seeing you in my life, I have seen you, I don't really have any worries about that for you. But I know everybody does their thing with weight. But if you want to try something fun, pick up a copy of Star Signs. And there's a chapter in there, she talks about the color diet. And it's a thing of let color do it. And she attributes. And this is, I've never tried it to release weight because I have the opposite problem.
I know.
I need to increase it if I could. She attributes the colors of food to losing or increasing weight.
Okay.
And white, yellow, you want foods that are bright. White, yellow, red, and orange.
Okay.
That is the colors that rid the energy out of your body, because she says your aura is out of balance, and that's why, as well, your weight is shifted the way it is, whoever you're looking at. Think about this. So she uses the example of elephants, which this is so fascinating to think about. Look at an elephant. What do they eat? They're huge, right? They eat green plants all the time. They're always eating green plants, right? So the cooling colors are what absorb, which would be the browns, the purples, the blues, the greens.
those are the colors that, like, people who are, like, you know, little Barbie dolls, if they want to gain weight, they need to eat those colors. So what she does is she has this whole list of foods, but, you know, all you got to do is, like, you know what color something is. So, you know, start eating a lot of oranges, bananas. You can eat spaghetti because that's red and white. You could just throw the cheese
brown
in there,
rice
that's yellow.
Pasta. Brown rice pasta.
Yeah.
Brown rice pasta.
You know, and it's not about the calories and the content of the food. And, you know, these people have this very weird conception. It's about the energy of what you're – how you're perceiving that food, and also she believes that has everything to do with the color.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I don't know. I said, you know, try it out. It's she's going to think about doing the solarized water, that you put water in red. You solarize water in a red jar or a blue jar, depending on which way you want to go, and you drink that water. And there's also a thing about listening to very calm, soothing music. If you are trying to increase the weight, and if you're trying to lose it, you want to listen to, like, hardcore drumming and just boom, 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 because it's going to rid. It's allowing that release to happen because it's quickening energy.
You want to lose weight, put on some 80s disco music.
Exactly.
No.
That would totally be like, let's go, man. Wait, you're trying to love yourself. Let's get out of here. Woo-hoo, you know.
Do a little let's all
so
chant.
I have all of it because I've written it. I'll email you I have it all written down. I'll email you the whole color diet theory. And,
oh,
you
awesome,
can check.
Awesome. Because I just ordered the Linda Goodman's tarot cards after listening to your other show.
Oh, the star cards. Yeah.
Yes, the star cards. I ordered those. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, Crystal Bush will thank you.
Yes.
She thanks you for that, I'm sure. That's very cool. Yes, I know. I actually, that's one of the things I'm doing on the site this year is getting that so that people can buy them through me, too, because, I mean, it's my work. It is because of those cards I am doing what I'm doing.
Yes, yes.
The serendipity of where I was in my life. Not with the right person at the time, but my journey with that person led me to where I am, and I do give gratitude for all, the whole experience. It's very true. I would not be here right now if it wasn't for all of that. So, those cards are awesome.
I got a question for Gwen when you're done.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, ladies, we can talk forever. You know, we always have such a blast when we're on the phone.
Are we still on the air?
But thank you so much. It's been such a treat, such a blessing to hear your voices again. Love to all of you. Thank you so much.
You too, Denise. Happy New Year. Brightest blessings. Always
same to you.
Beautiful.
Yes, yes, yes. I'll see you goddesses on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, Gwen, I got a question for you.
Certainly.
Okay, so can you tell me your month and day of birth?
It's December
13th. Sorry.
Wait, what is it?
It's December 4th.
Oh, she's a 4. No,
oh,
I'm
my
sorry.
God.
And right.
She's another Sag.
I was thinking 13 for you, but no, she's a Sag too. Yeah. And we have all fire.
Okay, so
yeah.
Here's I got a question for you. Have you ever, did you ever do any acting when you were younger?
Me?
Yes.
No.
She chuckled.
No,
I love that laugh.
Wait, hold on. I'll tell you why. Because I'm kind of looking at your picture and energetically, and I keep seeing, like, the movie stars of old energetically with you. So that tells me two things. One, that you either have had an interest in acting or did a little acting, or number two, you're a reincarnated diva.
I'm a storyteller.
That makes sense.
I'm a storyteller.
Yeah, I mean, and you're very psychic. I mean, if you didn't already know that. And kind of interesting. I almost feel like did you grow up very paranormal?
Well, my grandmother was always there, and she was very paranormal. I mean, over my shoulder.
Okay, but this was the grandmother through mom's side?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Well, you know, so I'm going to say you grew up very paranormal. I mean, you have the ability to, you really could have, you could be doing what I do, but I think you chose to walk a little bit of a different
yes.
path along the way. But you're,
you don't,
I do want to say,
you don't shut it down. Allie, it's a skill that I work with to do what I do, you know?
Yeah, but I'm going to say, too, that, you know, energetically, you've got, you know, I would say that creative side of yourself, so, you know, either art, music, acting, you could have done that when you were much younger as well. You were sort of, you know the old time expression, you were well beyond your years, even when you were probably 8, 9, 10 in that energy for me. So, you know, I have a feeling you got yourself into a heap shit of trouble when you were a kid.
I did. I absolutely did. Yeah.
I mean, I would say you almost energetically, I mean, obviously you're just a gentle bit older than I, but you got yourself into some hot water, as my nanny would say, you know, just because you were always very vocal. You've always been about speaking your truth, which got you into trouble. But at the same time, I think it really served a greater purpose for you. I kind of feel like you've been through, you know, quite a few lifetimes and then some in this one. And you should be really doing some more. I'll be honest with you. You should be focusing more of your energy as you gently age, more into the healing aspect of what you're doing.
Oh, I do. I actually do. Yeah.
Well, because that's kind of, you know, like you're the old, I called you the old sage, but I mean that in a very, you know, endearing way.
Sort of an elder.
I was just picking off your, because I happened to go quick while Sharita was talking, because, you know, Sharita's a Leo. She could talk forever, like me.
Yeah.
But while she was yakking over there. I know. So while she was yakking, I was looking at your picture, and I was looking at, you know, some of your energy and stuff. And would it be fair to say, though, also that when you were younger, you had some stomach issues?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, almost like an acid reflux, but really quite young. I would have to say under 18, you had some issues there. And I feel like I feel like I'm down in the lower abdominal area, you know, in the past 10 years or so, with also issues that have kind of been recurrent is the word I would use.
Yeah. It finally claimed my gallbladder. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say this to you too, that I really would like to see you do some more hands-on healing kind of work. I almost feel like, too, there's a very strong, okay, I'll put it this way. Would you say that you feel pulled to even Japan or China or that kind of, you know, Qigong and that energy?
Yeah, I've been working a lot with guides. Through that, I just completed a brand new yoga collection. So, yes, I've been immersed in a lot of it. I understand where you're coming. Yeah.
Yeah, because I keep seeing that's kind of, this is your past life kind of coming into play right now. You know, so, you know, like, and I'm going to say it this way, you know, you've been through the fire and you've been burned. So, and now it even makes more sense to me because obviously people that are on my Facebook page saw my, you know, my little rant the other day about all the crap I'm going through, and then you posted all the ascension things, which I get, and I can appreciate, but I look at things from another realistic perspective where, you know, I'm more of, okay, what am I looking at down and dirty? And down and dirty, it's kind of like, okay, like from here moving forward, you know, besides being a student, now it's time for you to really step out and teach.
Okay, let me say, I heard you very clearly. I'm acknowledging what you're saying. Who's talking to you? Who's talking to you?
Well, I have a couple of people talking to me, but, I mean, you know, primarily I'm talking with my guide, and then Of course, and I've said this on other shows, but one of my bigger guides, you know, that I work with is who's been with me my whole life, and I know she's going to be with me until the end, is Pocahontas. So there's a Native connection also. And then, you know, I work with a lot of shamans in spirit.
Okay. We have that in common.
Yeah. So, you know, and then there's also a medium in spirit that presented herself to me 2 years ago with another, with Chief, I call him Red Bull just for the joke of it, but, you know, her name is Estelle Roberts, and she was one of the 20th century's, you know, biggest mediums over in the UK.
Yeah.
And also Stevie Ray Vaughan, who is a master guitarist, and he came in to walk me through a master phase of energy that, you know, I'm going through, and I kind of forgot about it, you know, with all the fire going around, and I've been reminded in the last, you know, day and a half of all this kind of stuff kind of going on, but, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when I look at you, it's kind of, I'm looking at you and I'm looking at this life and a couple of past lives and I'm looking at family connection and I'm looking at the healing and I'm, you have a lot in and of yourself kind of going on. But I have to say, though, for as much as you're out there and you can be a go-getter, you've tended to kind of kick back a little bit in the last 10 years. So you haven't been out as front or in the front.
Correct.
Or in the forefront, I should say. You kind of laid back a little bit, but you
I would have to say this.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, as of this year, I would like to see you move more to the forefront, especially come the summer, July, August. Those are the times where I feel like you make your stand more so teaching than you are the student. I think the student energy is done. And not that I'm saying that we're not always all students and teachers until we transition, but a little less student and a little bit more teaching, because I think a couple of times you've even missed the boat to have an opportunity to be able to even travel to do a little teaching. I think you passed up on a couple of things, and I have to say within the last 10 years. The last 10 years have been very significant in your life for a lot of different changes.
Yes. 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 There have been a lot of changes, and in the last week there have been a lot of changes going forward. So
are you currently single or separated?
Well, I'm single.
Okay, but you're single from divorce, correct?
No, I'm single by choice. I've always followed my own path, and when I have been with someone, it's always been a case of me spending more time on my own bliss than anything else. So it's not worked out for me in this life that way, you know?
Okay, so, but what I'm going to say is the longest partner you had, because the way they make me feel is the last person, the last partner that you had in your life, it was almost like a divorce when you left it.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, because when Spirit gives it to me that way, when I see someone together for an extended period of time and then they kind of walk away, so I just, you know, verbally say it's like a divorce. I mean, you know, it's whatever the case is, but on some level, let me just tell you, I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, you've done a past life as a cloistered nun, so hello.
Really?
Oh yeah, that's, very much so. You were very much my religious nut in a past life.
that doesn't surprise me. God.
No,
you know, and also
sense.
And also there's a very strong connection to Germany with you as well.
Wow.
I'd have to say, you know, I almost feel like I'm in Germany, Russia, and that part of the of Europe with you at that time frame. I feel like you went around also teaching principles of spirituality, Christianity. You know, it's an interesting energy for me. You know, you've spent you know, this isn't the first go around for you. So,
no.
You know, you're kind of, you're almost manifesting like the best of whatever you were and whatever you've got. And now kind of moving forward, it's sort of, for you, it's accelerating on a whole nother level. So I'm not surprised that even in the last week you've had changes, and over the next 2 to 3 months, you know, even some more changes. But I'm always going to caution you to watch your health with it, because you're kind of like all or none sometimes, okay? And so and then what you do is you're naturally a nurturer by nature. Say that 3 times fast.
Nurturer by nature.
but you give until your cup is completely empty. And then you forget to stop and refill. So you're constantly giving sometimes from an empty space,
yes,
to the point,
yes,
where you almost make yourself sick, and then you stop, and then you'll take a day or two to sort of regenerate, refreshing yourself, and then you start giving again. But you really need to do that, you know, a couple of times a week. Just, you know, plan it. You know, I almost want to say you need to start planning, because the spontaneity that you have is great. I love it. But not to the point where
it becomes that too many different directions, and that's part of her being a Sagittarius. That's why it's all over the map. But there's this other side of her, which is the four, which knows how to form that into like a structure. So if she balances,
but she needs to structure herself moving forward. So
yes.
Let's just say
this
you work Monday, Wednesday.
This is her year to do that.
So in other words, you would want to work Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then give yourself Tuesday and Thursdays off to sort of regenerate, because you need to do that. You know,
yes.
You're even like the chameleon. You're so adaptable.
Yep.
But at the same time, you've got to make sure that you're nurturing yourself along the way, because you constantly, like I said, giving out to everybody else around you, and to even people that you don't know, but then you forget to take care of Gwen.
She has this.
Can I ask, let me just ask you this. Who calls you Gwenny?
Oh, God. My godmother.
Okay, but she's in spirit, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, because I just want to keep calling you Gwenny. And I keep hearing Gwenny from spirit. So obviously then she's in your space, but I keep hearing Gwenny, and I'm like, okay, really? Somebody calls her Gwenny? And
yeah,
so
the only one, darling. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So just know that she's in your space, too. Like I said, whoever shows up for the party, great, I don't mind. But I kind of give it as I hear it. So,
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, this is her year to get all her obstacles out of her way that have been standing in her space for the last 3 years. You know, like anything especially that you've gathered up in the last 3 years that have pose themselves as some form of an obstacle, is you're no longer going to tolerate any of that. You're going to allow everything to be what it is, and that will free you to do what you need to do, and that will make this structure and the final wall of the foundation that you're building, that you've been building, especially in these past 3 years, it will give it the solidarity so that next year, and really it'll come, you're going to start to see.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, next year she does a real flip.
Sharia. Oh, she's in the 5 year next year. That's when she totally blossoms into something totally different.
Yeah.
And she shoots up 80 feet tall like the Chinese bamboo, you know.
But, ladies, I have a question for you. I had this very strange thing happen the other night. I've always been a bit like my grandmother, precognitive with my dreams, more in a person.
Of course you are.
Yeah, very. You're very, very prophecy. You've got a lot of prophecy about you. You see, it's not that it's psychic per se. I mean, it is a form of psychic in intuition, all in combo. But you really see the trends and see what's ahead before anybody else can grasp the concept. You're way ahead of the. You're way ahead of the grain. You know, always. You've always been like that since you were a kid. You know.
I get that. I've figured that one out.
That's because she's a witch.
Yeah, that's probably true. I had a dream. I had it.